Do you love your life as a small business owner? Let's be real, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love through practical, actionable tips, tools, and tactics, interviews with creative and curious small business owners, and in-depth coaching episodes with me, your host, Fiona Kalacki. With more than 20 years experience in marketing, brand, content, and systems, and having now helped thousands of small business owners, I know what it takes to build a business that you can be proud of and that actually aligns with your values, your beliefs, and your hopes for the future. So much of our daily life is spent working on and in the businesses and the brands that we are creating. And so it makes sense to actually love what you do. So let's get into this podcast and help you figure out how to love your business and your life on the daily. Hello and welcome to episode 399 of the My Daily Business podcast. Today it is a quick tip episode, and this is going to be one that you want to save or come back to, especially if you are a product-based business. You can always find all of the show notes, including full transcripts for every episode, at mydailybusiness.com/podcast. Or if you do have the capability to go and get a notebook or grab your phone and make some notes, then please do. Before we get started, I want to, of course, acknowledge where I'm coming from and the traditional owners and custodians on this land, and that is the Wobbarong and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. All right, let's get into today's quick tip episode. I should preface this by saying I have worked in content now for, oh my gosh, what are we, 24 years. Oh my goodness, that is huge. So one thing that I often get asked is, how do you come up with all these content ideas all the time? And how do you seem to create a bit of content, especially with this podcast? We also have a Sunday email that goes out every single week and has done for years. It goes to thousands of small business owners. If you are interested in that, you can just head on over to mydailybusiness.com/subscribe. We have this podcast that's twice a week, every single week. We have other content that goes out across Pinterest, Instagram, TikTok, and I've helped people with their content plans and content strategy forever. I also used to work as a magazine editor, and that it was huge because there was so much content that needed to be done. I've written for so many publications, online places, etc. So I would say I'm pretty quick at coming up with content, but I also know that for so many people, they struggle with the ideas of content, and not just the ideas, but how to execute that content quickly. So today I thought I'm going to cover 5 quick content ideas for a product-based business. These are also evergreen content ideas. So actually one of them isn't, but the rest of them are. So these are sorts of things that you could take the same content idea, take the same template, whether you're using a video or email or blog or whatever, and repurpose it, or just take that same template and use that each time you want to create similar type of content. Also, these are all for people with product-based businesses. However, I'm sure you could do something similar in service-based. And in next week's quick tip episode, I'm going to be talking about 5 ideas for service-based businesses. So if you are a service-based business, make sure you've hit subscribe so you do not miss that episode. All right, let's get into these 5 ideas, quick content ideas for small business owners who have product-based businesses. Also, I should say, you don't need somebody else to create these. You can easily do these on your phone with just you. So if you're a solo-based business, this is not something that you need to go and outsource necessarily. So, in no particular order, the first is really simple: how to use it, how to use this product. Now, this could be just a series of photographs. And so you could have a carousel post with 5 different ways you can use this. It could be quick video. You don't need to be in this. It could just be a quick video of this product. And the product could be in 3 different types of lifestyle shots. When I say lifestyle shots, people are like, oh, I need a proper photographer. No, you can just use your phone. If you have an iPhone before iPhone 13, I think it is, you can just use the portrait mode. It works really well. If you have the iPhone after, or iPhone 13 onwards, I think it is, it has cinematic mode. And I swear cinematic mode makes everything look so professional. This is not saying that, you know, you shouldn't go out and get a photographer at some point, but for these like quick things that people think, oh my God, I don't know how to actually execute that, you could easily just use a cinematic mode or portrait mode, take some shots. So let's say, for example, you have a bag that you sell that has all these different pockets and things that people don't necessarily notice or realize. You could have it in a normal everyday situation at a cafe. So you're showing that it holds people's sunglasses, phone, all these different things. You could also have another shot where it looks like you're traveling or it's literally around somebody's body. It doesn't have to show a face again. And it has like the passport and your cords for traveling or different adapters or something else that's like, oh, that is also a really good travel bag. The third way that you could have it is potentially, if this is your audience, like with snacks for kids, or even if it holds like a set of like nappy wipes or nappy bags or some other stuff that is like, oh, okay, I can see it in action and I can see how you use this. Likewise, I'm literally looking at a kind of vessel that I have on my desk, and that could be used to hold pens, which is actually what it's used for right now. It could also be used to hold flowers. It could also be used to hold makeup brushes. What else? It could be candles that could be put in there. It could be turned upside down and have like a little tea light on top of it, and used it sort of, I don't know, mood lighting at some point, so you could take an evening shot. There's so many things and so many uses that a lot of products can be used for, but we don't show that. We really don't show that. Even just like a mug, so many instances, you never see the mug being used as a pen holder or toothbrush holder or something else. So it's sort of like, oh yeah, I haven't thought about it like that, and we need that for our bathroom. That's the kind of thing that you want going on with your product. So that's the first one. How can I use it? The second one, and this sounds like it would take a long time, but it actually hasn't. And I've taken so many clients through this exact same process, which is the process for making the product. Now, even if you get your stuff made offshore or you're not necessarily involved with it, you can show a series of, it could be photos, it could be videos, you could put together like screen grabs and things and then put them in a tiny video, whether you're putting that on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or Pinterest Shorts or on Instagram, whatever, using it as a reel. So what you would do is just be like, okay, what is the very first part of the process? Or if you could take that process and cut it up into 8 steps. So the first might be literally gathering a mood board on, you know, Pinterest. It could also be looking through a color book or something else. You just take one shot of that or a screen grab. Second one might be sketching something up. So again, it's just your hand or even just a sketch or a pencil on top of a finished sketch, whatever that looks like. Third one might be inputting that into InDesign or, you know, any kind of digital product so you can send that spec off. Or if you're making it, then the third step might be you setting up your ceramics section, your clay, cutting out the clay, etc. And then you just go through all the steps. And the steps could be literally, like I said, it could be a screen grab of an email that you send to your supplier. Obviously, you would take out anything that's private, but it's showing people what is the process. And there might just be something that sparks in them and goes, oh, I didn't realize the detail that goes into this or how many steps are involved in this. And therefore, that's why I recognize that the value of the price point that you've got it at. So that is the second one, literally just the process. How is it made? And again, these don't have to be these beautiful films. It could just be, like I said, a series of photographs with some text overlay, put those photographs together, put a nice song behind it, and suddenly it's a reel or it's a TikTok or it's something else. Or you could put this onto the actual product page on your website as to where people buy that stuff from. So the product detail page. The third, which is so easy, and I've seen it all the time. It's been done for years, but I also love being active in it myself as somebody participating as an audience member, and that is this or that. So for example, let's say you had the photograph before of this vessel that I'm looking like, it's a ceramic vessel that holds my pencils. You could have it on a desk holding the pencils, and then you could have it in a bathroom holding, I don't know, makeup brushes. And it's like this or that. How would you use it? You're getting customer data in that. It is like literally a photo or two photos put together or a quick video of two photos interlaced. And so this or that, and you're getting interaction. Now that can also happen in an email. It doesn't have to just happen on social media. You can repurpose these videos or these pictures all over. So that is the third one, this or that. The fourth one, testimonials, and you actually reacting to those testimonials, not just testimonials flat, but you reading those testimonials. So it could be just a picture of you, you're super happy, or your team is all like, yay, or whatever. And then you're like, why are we feeling like this? And then you show the testimonial. So again, it can be static. It could be a carousel post. It could be beautifully designed on Canva. It doesn't have to take long. Like, that is the point. So the point of that is that you're showing social proof with those testimonials. Fifth one is behind the scenes. So who else is there? And behind the scenes, one of the easiest ways to do, and if you've watched YouTube for any time in the last 8 years, you would have seen this, which is come with me on my day. Before we had social media, before we had YouTube, one of the most popular regular columns in magazines was kind of the morning to lights out sort of thing. And it was called lots of different things across so many different magazines, Sunday lift outs, all of that follow a similar pattern where they follow somebody from start of the day to the end of the day, a day in the life of, really. And so you could take that and think about, okay, I'm starting my day. I start my day by, what do you do first? I don't know, maybe you use a particular skincare regime. And so you take a quick photo of that, 6 a.m., getting my skincare self-care on. You might then have a coffee or something else. You take a photo of the mug in front of whatever your background is. I often take photos of my mug with the beautiful bush behind it. Then it's like, okay, what's the next step? It could be you drive your kids to work, you drive your kids to school. And that is a picture of, I don't know, the steering wheel in your car with 8 a.m. You could just put these different timestamps on it. And suddenly you've got content that is interesting. It's showing a humanity side to you, like, oh, she has kids, or oh, she has the same brand of matcha tea, or whatever it is. And then you would just timestamp it throughout the day. And you could take these photos on different days. You don't have to actually be taking it in one full day if you feel like, oh my God, I'd forget to take things and that wouldn't work. But you can take different photos, especially if you're not in the photo. So you don't have to be like wearing the same thing or have your hair a certain way. But you would then be like, okay, you know, drop the kids off. Then what happens? You know, get into the office or get back to your home or whatever that is. And then the following, what's the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step until it's the end of the day and you might be reading a really good book that you've just started reading. So take a photo of the book on your doona cover or duvet cover and suddenly it's like, lights out, see you all tomorrow. People love that stuff. People love the day in the life. We always have. We love that voyeuristic kind of element. So that is number five, the kind of behind the scenes. You could do a day in the life. You could also do behind the scenes of come with us as we set up our warehouse sale. Come with us as we create the biggest cake that we have had to create for a wedding. Come with us as we, whatever it is. And again, you can just take quick photos. It doesn't need to be this hugely thought out, overproduced, you know, huge thing, because that is what stops people from creating content. And then the final thing, which is the only one that is not evergreen in what I've just talked about, is seasonal uses for your product. So again, let's say this vessel that I'm looking on in my office that is holding pencils, I could look at that and go, you know what? Diwali is coming up. It's, let's say we're in November or towards the end of the year when Diwali happens. And so I'm going to put some candles in it and I'm going to light them, take a photo. Happy Diwali. Here's another use for our ceramic cup. I could also look at it and be like, oh, it's coming up to Easter. Let's fill the ceramic cup with Easter eggs and be like, this would make a really cool centerpiece for your lunch or dinner that you're having on Easter. Or this cute centerpieces for your work kitchen to have some Easter eggs in there because it's coming up to Easter. Like whatever it is, you could take the one product and showcase how people could use it for different seasonal events. Likewise, I could take this same ceramic vessel and put some flowers in it and be like, Happy Mother's Day. So there's so many things that you can do when you look at one product and think about all the different seasonal activities that are happening and think about how could we take that one photo or that one product and showcase it for different seasons so that we also are showing people, again, the versatility, but we're also keeping a consistency with our products throughout the whole year. So just to recap those five quick ways of creating content around a product is one, how to use it. Number two, the process to make it. Number three, this or that. Number four, testimonials and you reacting to those testimonials. Number five, behind the scenes, such as a day in the life of. And number six, seasonal uses for single products. So that is it for today's quick tip episode. As I said, I'm going to be going through five quick ways to talk about your service offerings in content. in next week's tip episode. So make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss that one. But if you found this useful, I would love to know which of these five you're going to test in your marketing and getting yourself out there as a brand. So you can always send us a DM at mydailybusiness on TikTok or at mydailybusiness_ on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business podcast. For a range of tools to help you grow and start your business, including coaching programs, courses, and templates, check out our shop at mydailybusiness.com/shop. And if you want to get in touch, you can do that via email, hello@mydailybusiness.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram at mydailybusiness_. You can find us on TikTok at mydailybusiness, or find me, Fiona Kalacki, on LinkedIn. I look forward to connecting.